Oh, no, I left the jokes in my hotel room. I'm sorry if I'm not on the top of my game right now, but last night I had a Burger Barge special. Which was a by the farm nestled between a Kraken and a Lucy. So, what do you know?
Live from the Five Points Theater in Washington, Illinois, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Dr. Bob on drums. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's all the Peoria news that isn't, the bread monk Father Garamone, trumpeter David Hoffman, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man whose burger is barged, it's Michael Feldman.
It's going to take at least 72 hours before that barge moves, I'll tell you that. Holy, I'm going to buy the farm on this one for sure. Quite a place, though, you know. We've never been to the Burger Barge before. It seems illicit when you go in there, like it's a burger speakeasy, you know, on the river there. But it's all burgers. Burgers, burgers, burgers. Well, it's great to be here at beautiful Five Points, Washington, Illinois, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for having us. Just across the river from Peoria, and even closer to East Peoria, for your convenience. Of course, Washington is recovering from a devastating tornado in November, thanks to Mayor Gary Manuher and City Administrator Tim Gleason and the people of Washington. So our hearts and hats off to all of you and what you had to go through, what you're doing, and the comeback is here. It's rebuilding, and it is coming back. And no thanks to FEMA, we might add. But thanks to the people of Washington and the people of Peoria and the people of Illinois. There will not be a cherry festival this year because after all these years, Washington conceded they don't have any cherry trees. Never did. So it's the Good Neighbor Festival again, and Washington has plenty of those. And so that's in abundance. Now in all the Washington, Peoria, East Peoria, and Tazewell, news that isn't, primary results show the key to winning is to promise not to serve. Expect Sue Wolstenholme to promise not to serve in a much higher office someday, possibly Oval. Of course, not serving in the White House has been done, so. Still, the best way to get elected is to be unopposed, and they pretty much have to run in Tazewell County, although Marshall will work too, you know. Just run, just to show signs of life and you're in, you know, unopposed. It's a good thing. From clerk recorded to sheriff. In other election news, change 150, get six quarters. Foregone conclusion. A surprising 34% of Peorians vote for the penny sales tax increase. That's, yes, surprising. That's surprisingly high. That suggests that 34% of Peorians would not bend over to pick a penny up. We could test that, but it would take a long time, really, to work it out. The cemetery tax, how did that do? It died? Thank you, sir. That's your own show. Also surprising, I guess. Well, the dead, you know, they don't vote that much. In Illinois, they do. Actually, around Chicago. So you can't take it with you, but they'll tax it anyway. That's what I like about a cemetery tax. Stateside, the Republican governor winner, venture capitalist Bruce Rauner, vows to take Illinois private. Governor Quinn, meanwhile, ran on the minimum wage he'll soon be earning. Please hold your applause. No, please don't hold your applause. Those odds are nice, too. For Senate, it would be dairy farmer Jim Oberweis. Dairy magnate, excuse me. Magnate is bigger than a farmer. Farmer isn't a magnate. Is much bigger. Anyhow, Jim Oberweis versus Dick Durbin in a milk-off. And don't sell him short. Senator Durbin has a pretty good pull on the public teat. 17-year-olds are able to vote in this in the primary if there'll be 18 during the general election, and many of them Snapchatted their votes in. In non-election news that isn't, Morton PTA gets a raffle license for elementary school games of chance. Now it's just an animated sign, and viva Las Morton! Okay. Viva Las Morton. They also got a new Chinese business. They got a lot of Chinese businesses there in Morton. This is a Chinese call center for Peking appliance repair with a G. Over in the mainland, so they call here to get there. They talk to a nice American. That's kind of a reversal is what I'm saying here. They got a Chinese, wouldn't it be cool to have a Chinese call center here, unless we can mess up their repair thing in the mainland. Anyhow, concealed carry permits are in the mail in case you're worried. Reminder, you can conceal the weapon, but you must pin the permit to your shirt. Free parking under the museum or pie in the sky, story of 10. Thank you. East Peoria cops get SUVs and permission to form convoys. Commissioner Dan Decker says, in a perfect world, we'd buy Impalas. What kind of a perfect world drives Impalas? What the heck is that, Dan? Turns out all this time there has been no transmission line between Peoria and Galesburg. That was surprising. In a perfect world, they would have had one, I think. Transmission line. Need one of those. So they're correcting that with 345,000 volts and at least that much in stray voltage. So that's exciting, if not funny. Bradley University says in a perfect world, they would have had a very dignified Indian mascot. But given this world, kaboom. The gargoyle. Although he does look a lot like Dave Snell, I thought. So that's probably the reason, is what I'm thinking. Sudafed may soon be a controlled substance in Illinois. Remember, when Sudafed is illegal, only meth dealers will have decongestants. Have to go to a trailer in Tazewell to get cold relief. Slightly inconvenient. Due to neighbors' concerns, all future demolition derbies at Exposition Gardens will be bumper cars. Thank you again. Yeah, I got one person audience here. Way to kill the sport, huh? Bumper car demolition derby. Tractors are going to have to pull gently during the polls. Illinois may ban smoking on its college campuses. I can see going out on the steps, but going out of state to smoke is just ridiculous. Then if they ban drinking, there'll be no reason to go to college. What the heck? If the Illinois penny an ounce soda tax goes into effect, that means a 50-ounce double gulp will be priced out of the reach of the average diabetic. But, oh, that's the reason? Okay. Well, maybe in addition to the tea party, we need a soda party, man, really, to protest this tax. And if it's a soda party, I'll come. I always come to a soda party. You know, when you have to bail out a planning commission, that's a sign of bad planning, isn't it? That's more of an editorial, I guess. In Springfield, Lincoln's tomb restoration will be done next month, once they move Mary Todd back in. They've been estranged for some time, you know. There's a referendum in 34 acres in Northwest Peoria to see if they want to be annexed by Peoria or Russia. Of 5,600 breeding sows. That's a good way to start a sentence, isn't it? I can do it more often. And 15 jobs in proposed hog farm near Winona. That's a ratio of 373 sows to one farmhand. Makes the overcrowded classroom seem just fine. Turns out some of the water problems in Peoria Heights were not frozen pipes, but failure to pay the bill. And they're coming in from all over the solar system for the interplanetary 5K in Peoria, despite the alien procto exam requirement. And finally, and I mean that, the state capitol officials in Springfield explained the $670,000 copper doors are the only thing that will withstand ramming by hordes of underfunded pensioners. And that's all the news that I could find for Washington and Peoria and East Peoria and Tazewell and Morton.